This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
And back at it, it is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Once a week, we are here at GCN, but also simulcasting through YouTube. Brighteon, our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, got us going out there. So in just in case they try to censor us, we know the censorship demons are out there, and we're going to talk with, guess what, this hour, Mike Adams about that. Also, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, now World Broadcasting Network as well. But go to robertscottbell.com, links are up, and Natural News as well. Super Don, big show today. We got Alan Phillips in hour two. They're coming after him in North Carolina because he dares to present and represent and defend people who don't want vaccinations due to philosophical, religious, or other medical objections. And he's going to report on the Rockland update as well. So we got that, but number one.
What is it with North Carolina, man? I mean, you know, they went after Dr. Bitar. Wasn't that North Carolina?
Yeah. No, there's a lot of history going
after good
people.
Now they're going after Alan Phillips? Yeah. Like, what in the world's going on there?
We'll cover this crazy stuff. But first and foremost, he's back. And, you know, he's censored everywhere, but not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Yes.
Yay.
Hey, Robert.
Good to join you.
Good to join you. Good to, man, you know how much we love and appreciate you here. And all those years ago, we launched 6 days a week thanks to you and Natural News Radio. And then we transitioned back into the radio. But again, we're back. We've talked about the relaunch, the reintroduction of naturalnewsradio.com and Brighteon and all that. And it's kind of been a soft launch with everything going on. And, you know, here you are struggling because I'm going to say it just from the standpoint of all the outreach you had worked for many years and the, you know, YouTube clamping down, Facebook clamping down, Twitter clamping down. It's like, we got to make sure we get the word out.
Yeah, well, we are deplatformed almost everywhere now. And yet it's amazing. Our audience and fan base, probably much like yours, is growing. It's more loyal than ever. They're more amped up than ever. Our Health Ranger store sales keep growing.
Yes.
And we're pumping money into Brighteon 2.0, which will launch in a few months. It'll be a new infrastructure that is entirely an in-house infrastructure so that what's called upstream infrastructure providers can't threaten us and force us to censor certain content off of Brighteon, which they have been doing related to that New Zealand shooting. Thankfully, they haven't censored us yet based on vaccine content. But we know that's coming, and this is why we're, you know, originally we had planned to spend, I think, $1 million on Brighteon. Mm-hmm. It's going to be much more than that, but this is necessary to have a platform where people can speak and not be censored. So that's, look for that launch this year. And, you know, look, the truth is, Robert, when Twitter bans, you know, the Health Ranger account, or when Google bans National News, all it does is it shows people to stop using Twitter and stop using Google. Because, you know, they want good information, and the independent media is where they find it. And so all that happens is people come directly to our website now, which is really what it should have been all along. I mean, something's wrong in society where you allow Facebook to spoon-feed you whatever Facebook thinks that you want to see. Mm-hmm. That's a twisted, corrupt society. People should directly go to the websites they want to read and directly to the news cast they want to listen to, and so on. That's why I say, you know, they should go directly to robertscottbell.com. Now, naturalnewsradio.com is carrying your live stream, you know, almost every day now. So just go directly to the website that you want to go to and don't let anybody else interfere with your access to knowledge.
Well, you know, I've talked about this for years, how if you make something easy enough, you can lure them in and lull them into a false sense of safety, security, et cetera. You know, this is the game of socialism and communism, how it works towards that direction. But in terms of online distribution of content, to go funnel through these now, let's be honest, they're multinational in their reach. Those things are captured, just like Big Pharma has captured our centralized bureaucracy at the federal level, FDA, et cetera. Who's surprised, really, that they would begin to clamp down on content that doesn't support their worldview?
Yeah, it's pretty scary. We've entered a realm of techno-fascism where the very people, I mean, you saw the leaked emails out of Google the other day where internally they were complaining that there was a woman who was a Christian that was invited to be part of the Artificial Intelligence Ethics Board. And the leftists inside Google were saying, well, we can't have Christians on this board. They're all bigots and they're all horrible people. And it was just on and on. Well, they didn't expect that to be made public, but now it's made public. Now we know Google is a left-wing cult. It's actually a cult. And these people tell themselves that they are tolerant and that they love diversity, but they demand conformity and obedience, and they want to destroy everybody with whom they disagree. That's not the definition of tolerance, is it? That's the definition of a bigot.
Yeah.
And that's what they are. They're all bigots. They're all racist. They're all, frankly, they're fascists at this point. It's pretty bad.
I've talked about my upbringing, growing up more in a liberal Jewish family. And, you know, the fear was, as I was growing up, that they're going to censor. The religious right wants to censor you, wants to ban you, wants to do all of this. And, I, you know, of course, growing up and observing and then now being commentating, being in the media all these years, 20th year now in broadcast media. And it turns out it's the religious left that has become the fascistic censorship wing of basically everything at this point. And it is those people who are religious and really, you know, maybe more conservative, probably so, that are recognizing the importance of defensive freedom of speech and not using the power of government to suppress certain minorities or minority viewpoints. And it's like flipped on its head, but the mainstream media still not reporting on it because they are part of that problem.
Right, they're part of it, and it's really a form of fanaticism. That's another way to describe a cult. And when people like that are in a cult, of course, they get reinforced by other members of their cult to the point where everything that they believe and the way they talk and everything that they do in terms of actions seems normalized to them. But this was also true of, you know, citizens in World War II Germany of the Third Reich. They thought it was normal to exterminate the Jews. They thought it was completely normal to try to conquer the world and eliminate people with whom they disagreed. So we have now this very dangerous normalization of crimes against humanity, of taking away the civil liberties of all Americans that they don't agree with. Mm-hmm. The very tenet of free speech. I mean, it's so bad. I don't know if you saw this. I think it was it Ami is his name? I think it was him. He goes to college campuses and he interviews college kids, and he asked them in a recent video, would you support having separate dorms and separate buildings for blacks and, you know, separate student unions for black people? And the liberal college students said yes. They think segregation is awesome.
Wow.
And yeah. And then he went out off in the street and asked KKK members, and they agreed as well. They thought segregation was awesome too. So progressivism has now become, it's full circle. It's become the new KKK, which of course was founded by Democrats in the first place, so it all makes sense.
Well, in the leftist ideology, identity politics is collectivism. It's evil because it acknowledges or it disavows the individual, which is the basis for the defense of liberty that our government was founded upon in America, and lumps you into groups. Your identity and your value is only based on what group you're in, and if you're in the wrong group, they're coming for you. Mike,
you know,
we talk conservative, libertarian type values. We talk about health freedom. We talk and speak truth on the science of vaccination, which is unpopular in the mainstream press, which, you know, 7 out of every 10 ads or so are basically pharmaceutical and they don't want to bite the hand that feeds them. These are the things we've been pointing out for years. Now it's manifesting in a desperate way to the point of overt censorship, not subtle shadow banning kind of concepts, but overt censorship. Now, you know, I used to, when I tweeted out, the show, and I'd put at Health Ranger, you would pop up. You don't even exist on Twitter anymore, apparently. And,
right.
These other things, when you say deplatforming, you're not kidding. There's no sign anymore. We have to kind of out-create them or outmaneuver them at this point.
Well, yeah, and crucially, you know, I've called Jack Dorsey a techno-fascist because he personally banned me from Twitter. I was not given strikes or warnings or a reason for being banned. It was clearly a top-down ban. It was just, you're just depersoned. You are deplatformed. You're deleted. And, you know, we are sending details of what happened to us to Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri, who is now demanding a third-party audit of Twitter's deplatforming activities. What criteria do they use? Is there anything that's consistent? Is there anything resembling due process?
Mm-hmm.
So we may end up actually, believe it or not, testifying before the United States Senate at some point on this issue. We may be part of a class action lawsuit against Twitter. We're talking with various attorneys about various possibilities right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell me that all it takes is one case now to overturn the CDA Section 230, mm-hmm. that Twitter is abusing and Facebook is abusing and so on. So one court case could bring down that legal immunity that all the social media tech giants currently enjoy.
Well, this is something we're going to continue to cover here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. By the way, now with the video elements, those of you watching on our YouTube channel or later on Brighteon, if we ever get taken down, obviously Brighteon is our home for video, and all of the archives since we went RSB 2.0 are there. So you can watch them, share them. I've got the screen grab of your website, Mike, naturalnews.com. Natural News is now deplatformed by Twitter, YouTube, and Google with 99% shadow banning on Facebook. We depend on you to share our stories and life-saving message with the world, because you can still share them. And I grab them and share them as much as I can. And I want everybody to look at this. The censorship issue is real. Mike is not exaggerating even a little. I mean, some of the stories are just hard to fathom for those that love liberty, thinking this could never happen, Mike. You know, going back to the issue with the shooting in New Zealand, right? And hearing about the government of Australia, not only saying we're going to ban you in New Zealand and Australia, but globally. I'm like, how is that possible?
Yeah. Yeah, our Brighteon platform was threatened by the government of Australia over the New Zealand shooting. You're like, that's a completely different country. What's Australia got to do with that? Well, Australia simply threatened our upstream infrastructure providers. Just said, this must violate your terms of service and so on and so forth. You're advocating violence by showing this video. Well, that's absurd. Does that mean they're going to demand that the History Channel stop showing all historical documentaries of World War II where soldiers were shooting people?
Atrocities.
Because, you're advocating violence.
Mike, stand by. We're on a break. First break up this hour. Okay. We've got Mike for a couple of more segments. The Health Ranger is with us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Very, very special edition. Go check it out. Links are up at robertscottbell.com and naturalnewsradio.com as well.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and of course you can watch us on YouTube while you can, but I know eventually they might come get us, so Brighteon is the home for videos as well, Natural News Radio, in addition to our radio syndicated show Sundays on GCN, and then Monday through Friday, additionally through Natural News Radio as our exclusive, well, I say exclusive, but it's our primary outreach to the world. I know we've got a lot of folks that are carrying the show, and we're grateful for everybody, but it's just like Mike Adams is saying, as you see him here on the video, we rely on you to share us because we're not going to get any help from mainstream sources. It is groundswell. It is, you know, the grassroots that say, you know what? I believe in liberty. I believe in health freedom. And the message and the mission that you guys are on, we want to support it. So get out there and do it. And Mike, thank you for being here with us again.
And thanks for having me on, Robert. And you and Don are just doing an amazing job. You know, your new show looks so professional. It's great to be working with you. You know, we are the new media, and they can deplatform us everywhere else, but they can't shut down what we're doing right here. So people can always find us directly and get the truth directly.
So the technology, and I know that you are, I feel like a rank amateur when I hang out with you, Mike, when it comes to technology. I'm trying, but you know,
no, we're all learning every day.
That's right, but it's amazing where you are in terms of looking at the threats and trying to meet them head on long before they become actualized, right? And I know recently the big scare came out of, you know, with the Brighteon platform being threatened up by governments because, you know, you were broadcasting news, I think newsworthy information for people to analyze.
Right.
And so when you talk about removing some of those threats by changing the upstream providers, is that something that can be done? Or are we going to go peer-to-peer one day?
Well, we have a solution that we're building right now that has it's actually going to save us 90% of our storage costs compared to what we're paying now. So not only are we going to be more insulated from upstream providers, but we're going to stop losing money because, you know, Brighteon 1.0 has been burning cash from day one. It's never even broken even. But after this infrastructure goes into place with 2.0, it'll break even, which means it's sustainable. And at that point, we're going to open it up to more areas of content. We'll let people post video game documentaries or just footage if they want. We'll let people post more things that are currently not really part of the mix. And we will open up, you know, right now you have to have a certain number of views on your channel to be able to post a certain number of videos. We'll relax that and other things. You know, we're going to be saving money, but also insulating ourselves. Now, peer-to-peer, some of that technology exists out there. It's still glitchy. Hmm. We've looked into that very seriously. It's, you know, peer-to-peer video delivery depends. It's not very good for a huge number of videos that aren't getting viewed right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great for live streaming because everybody is simultaneously sharing basically the same data chunks at the same time.
Right.
It's also good for a small site with a few very popular videos that are being streamed constantly. Like somebody's always watching that video somewhere in the world. But for a large number of videos that are not being viewed simultaneously all the time, mm-hmm. peer-to-peer offers really no solution.
So in terms of our broadcast scheduled one day, it might be viable because of live presentation at certain times where people are sharing it. That might be something. And I know, you know,
right.
we talked about that. My concern, again, is I don't want to support platforms that are censoring, and yet we're limited by relying on some of these services. So we're doing the best we can in the interim to get the word out, of course.
Yes. Yeah, well, if you are broadcasting, you know, at a certain time every day, peer-to-peer delivery could work really well for your format. So there are also peer-to-peer content data networks, just CDNs, that can help lower your bandwidth costs and do peer-to-peer assisted delivery, where it's a hybrid solution. A certain amount of your data comes from your servers, but a lot of the data is offloaded to peer-to-peer delivery.
Hmm.
And those happen simultaneously. So those services exist. I don't mean to get too technical.
No. This is fantastic. I can geek out on this stuff, although most of the time we're
right.
going deep into the biological realities of immunology that people aren't following. We've started some deep dives into the vaccine issue with our friend, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's been studying probably more than any other physician on the planet. So we go to all kinds of deep dives now. Also, as far as the Health Ranger store, I want to let y'all know, at robertscottbell.com, we have links that take you directly there, and there are special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. So we support the Health Ranger and his efforts of, you know, bringing this information out, working around censorship, and getting good quality products, because Mike has been amazing, real, in fact, leading the way in terms of analyzing the stuff that's going out into the world, the products that are safe, the supplements that are really tested to the levels that our government doesn't even come close to testing. So we appreciate Mike for that as well. Listen, we're going to take a break. We got one more segment with Mike Adams before he has to run. This is a rare treat, but hopefully we can do that from time to time more and fit it into the schedule based on our revealing every day almost through naturalnewsradio.com, back where we love to be. We'll be right back with more Powerful Healing after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump threatened to close the southern border, saying Mexico and Central American countries aren't doing enough to stop illegal migrants. On Fox News Sunday, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said the threat has changed the way Mexico operates.
In the last week, Mexico really has stepped it up for the very first time. They're preventing people from coming in on their own southern border down towards Guatemala and Honduras, and they're also accepting more of the folks who cross into the United States back into Mexico.
Fire destroys three historically black black churches in Louisiana in less than 2 weeks, and now investigators are trying to determine if they're related. Pastor Harry Richard says his congregation will get through this.
I'm very concerned, but I'm very optimistic because God, our faith is in God.
The churches are in rural St. Landry Parish, about 30 miles north of Lafayette. They've burned since March 26th in what officials have described as suspicious circumstances. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
We are back. We are live happening on naturalnewsradio.com as well as the GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. For those of you still doing the radio thing, that's great. We still have a foot in there. Super Don making it sound so good as we like to do. We like to sound good. Of course, occasionally, last couple of weeks with my travel schedule, quite honestly, my voice has been like 1-900-ROBERT occasionally. Y'all worried about me? I'm back. We're going to be okay, although I got another trip this week heading to New York. We'll likely be broadcasting from Carol Alt's living room tomorrow, which will be fun. And wow. She's a sweetheart. She believes in health freedom and organic living, and she's wonderful, and she's been supportive of what we do and Natural News as well. And then I've got to head up to Toronto for the Total Health Conference. Ironically, they've banned Del Bigtree from going there. Mike Adams is with us now, and how many times and places can Mike be banned from? It's not that you're trying to be. You're just trying to speak the truth. It just happens that some folks don't like it.
Well, yeah, of course, the pharmaceutical industry and the pesticide industry have infiltrated every sector of society, from government and media, education, you name it, even pop culture to some extent. So they don't want people like us to tell people that, hey, you don't need to live a life on medications and you don't need to eat poison in your food. So we're going to continue to be censored as long as, you know, as much as they can censor us. But it's great that we live in a country where people can come directly to our websites and to our broadcasts. They can bypass the censorship if they're simply educated enough to just go to their browser and type in our URLs. Mm-hmm. And we're not arrested for saying these things. In other countries, you'd be arrested for it. You know, if you challenge the government in China, you disappear and have your organs harvested. So, you know, we're not there yet.
Not there yet. We want to make sure that never happens, folks. That's why we're not waiting. If you think we're alarmist, no, it's a little late for alarm in some senses, especially, again, we've talked the vaccine issue all too often. It's not that I want to talk vaccines every day. And we've got Alan Phillips on next hour, the vaccine rights attorney. He's a wonderful man and standing up for what's right. But they're going after him because of what he's doing. Now, Mike, I mentioned your lab. And we've followed and covered stories about how exciting it is. You know, you've invested so much in the sciences and technology to determine, hey, is there glyphosate in these supplements? What about heavy metals that's not being tested at the federal level on supplements? Things like that, organic food. Are there any other things that we should look forward to this year or things we haven't reported on recently that you're doing and analyzing?
Absolutely. So, I don't know how many months ago it was, but we acquired a triple quad mass spec instrument, which is the most sensitive mass spec that you can get as a consumer. It's super, super sensitive. It's you can detect parts per trillion in liquids for some chemical compounds. And this year, we're going to be publishing a new science paper that describes a glyphosate detection method that we have developed. And it's super sensitive, has good chromatography peaks in it. So we're going to be submitting that paper probably in about 6 weeks to various chromatography journals. So we'll have a new science paper out. We're working on an invention, and we'll seek another patent. You know, I have a couple patents from a couple years ago on removing heavy metals from your body, and the other one was removing cesium-137 from your body. And I'm going to have a new patent on how to break down glyphosate inside your body and turn it into something that is harmless. And this all happens inside your body. So it's not about eliminating it from your body. Mm-hmm. It's about a special enzymatic reaction that alters glyphosate and makes it harmless. It destroys the glyphosate molecule, breaks it apart, basically.
Well, so Mike, this is beyond phenomenal news, because the concern that we all have is this bioaccumulation, the fact that these are compounds that, to some degree, that you might say, hey, that part of that compound is found in nature, that part is found. And you start putting them together in new ways, and now the body goes, what is this, and how do we deal with it? We don't simply have the tools or enzymes in the short span of time we introduce all of these synthetics into the environment to deal with it appropriately. So that's been my concern as a homeopath natural healer, is how do we strategically help the body to deal with what it's dealing with, because we can't eliminate it all just yet.
Right, right. It was one of the first questions I had when we started testing foods for glyphosate and doing quantitation analysis. I was wondering, well, how do you break down this molecule? So we ran some tests, and we tried to microwave glyphosate to see if we could destroy it with microwave energy. You can't. If you look up online about the molecule, you have to heat it to 420 degrees Celsius to start to break it apart through heat. Sunlight UV radiation doesn't touch it. So glyphosate persists throughout crops and throughout your body. If you eat glyphosate, when it does eventually come out, it comes out intact in urine and breast milk and feces and sweat and other places, saliva and so on. So it persists. But it turns out that there are enzymatic reactions that can break it down. And this happens to some degree naturally in certain soils. It breaks down to one molecule called AMPA, which is harmless. But you have to have certain processes in place for this to happen. And that's not happening naturally in the human body.
Now, I like in these processes, like, you know, we talk about free radicals in the body. These are normal metabolic ways typically, but we've added to it the insult with synthetics. Again, these are toxic poisons our body doesn't normally deal with or know what to deal with in however long we think humans have been on the planet. Suddenly we're asked to deal with that. You know, from a great example in nature, you know, our good buddy Paul Bertero with the Echo Water, the Synergy Science, how producing hydrogen, molecular hydrogen in water, that the hydrogen can interact with hydroxyl radicals and then convert them to water. So a dangerous free radical can be floated on out of the body. Are you finding maybe similar mechanisms through? I know you can't reveal it all because the patent's not through, but I'm fascinated by this journey you're on. can this be considered something that would be, again, non-toxic response to something that is very toxic, turning it non-toxic?
Well, the glyphosate molecule is a very small molecule. It has a molecular mass of 169, and it's based around a phosphate or a phosphorus element. If you take out the phosphorus, it's no longer glyphosate, and it doesn't have the toxicity of glyphosate. So we know that there are science papers. There's research at the University of Minnesota that documented some of the breakdown of the molecule using certain enzymes, but no one has ever looked at how to do this naturally in the human body. But this is an area that you know, we've done a lot of research on, and we have a history of these patents and these inventions and so on. You know, patenting something, by the way, means you share it with the world.
Right.
You document how it works. So when I file my patent, it'll be public knowledge of exactly how this works. Everybody will be able to read it. And that's kind of like, it's a way to really actually give that gift to the world. Patenting it doesn't always mean that you're trying to hold it for yourself. It's actually sharing it with the world and just saying that we did this first. You know, that's all it is. There's probably no money to be made from a patent like that. It's just really documenting it.
Well, and that's the irony, too, of patents. The moment you publish it, it's stolen, typically in China, and then you find it back on the market some other way. So if you think you're going to protect it, the only way is to make it proprietary technology that you don't publish. And, you know, there's a reason that is done sometimes, too.
Well, we wouldn't do that. I think that this technology we're working on can also – it can nullify glyphosate on crop fields. Ooh. So we could reclaim soils.
Nice.
We could take a farm that's full of toxic glyphosate and we could spray these substances on it, and it would convert the glyphosate into harmless substances. And that's something that has to be shared with the world. You can't keep that to yourself. But, you know, the truth is, Robert, you know, even if we patent it and we publish it and we put out a press release, it's going to be ignored by the entire media, because they don't want to say that any independent scientist can offer anything to the world.
Right.
They won't run it unless it comes out of a university or a corporation, period.
Yeah, well, you're right. You could wave it in their face, and if they acknowledge it, it means they're going to acknowledge the danger that they don't want to acknowledge to begin with.
Right.
So until it becomes so obvious that it's absurd to not acknowledge it. And maybe that was the case, as, you know, the surprise ruling, and there's a link in the show notes to Natural News story. New York Supreme Court overturns Rockland County's medical martial law ban on unvaccinated children. Medical fascist Ed Day rebuked by common sense. Let me just show everybody this article real quick.
Yeah.
Again, this is where you should be going, directly to this kind of news, because you're not going to get this kind of coverage in the mainstream news, even though they're covering it because they have to. But perspective is everything, and deprogramming you from this, you know, the pharmaceutically conflicted media is an important part of what we do, what Mike does with Natural News. And it's interesting, back on the glyphosate thing, phosphorus, it's one of my favorite homeopathic remedies, phosphorus, because it works on heat and fever and inflammation. It's one of those systemic things that can be helpful in so many cases of inflammation that's specific, sometimes specific, but the systemic and fever and heat that's produced in the body. So if you can remove the phosphorus and make the glyphosate harmless, it's an interesting understatement to say where this is going. I'm very excited.
Yeah, there are really extraordinary solutions for all of the problems of the world all around us. You know this. There are solutions for every disease, solutions for every nutrient deficiency, solutions for every kind of mental illness, solutions for every economic woe. You know, there are solutions for everything. But there are so many corporations and bureaucrats who are tied up, invested in the continuation of the problems. They don't want solutions to exist.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we come along and say, look, here are solutions, here are patents, here are things for humanity, they say, well, you're going to be censored. You're going to be banned. We're going to shut you down. It's kind of like, you know, the first people who developed lead glass windows in Europe centuries ago, you know, they were attacked by the candlestick makers, because then people wouldn't need as many candles if they could let light in.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. You know, we're in the same boat, just a few centuries later.
Yeah, and of course, years later, we've got to detox people from lead, and the irony.
Right, but hopefully you're not eating glass. You know?
Right, yeah, or don't lick the glass if it's leaded, okay. But, this is, again, the great innovation is happening not because of government agencies or mass media, but in spite of them. They do not cover this.
Yes.
They do not laud and applaud, and I know, Mike, you're not out for that purpose. You know, what you do is you do for the right reasons. We've been friends for years. I've just watched you in awe, you know, in the things that you've been able to develop. Despite that, you've utilized what's left of the free market to produce the, you know, the economic wherewithal to be able to invest in these things. You didn't require taxpayers to pull out of their pocket. People are being offered wonderful products that they're choosing to get. That's why I want everybody that listens regularly to the Robert Scott Bell Show, please get your supplements. We utilize from the Health Ranger store. You'll get a special deal, but you're also going to support these efforts. I mean, my gosh, can you imagine if we've got in the next year or two a way to remediate glyphosate in the soils, much less your body? Well,
I know we're running short on time, but I want to mention this.
It's
maybe a little early, but you're going to be able to offer this product through our store to your audience to this something else. We have a method for removing aluminum from circulating blood, and this product will be released in about 3 months, and there's been tremendous interest from the autism community and also senior citizens for neurological protection. So
Mike,
aluminum removal is huge.
That's the ultimate teaser, because I know you got to go, but as soon as you're available, you got an open door policy here. We're with you on Natural News Radio. Y'all, everybody, check it out. Links are up and at Brighteon. Super Donato will wrap up this hour. Then Alan Phillips, I'm sorry, will be joining us after the top of the hour. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wow, super done. How amazing was that? The breakthroughs that Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, revealed on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. I didn't even know that he was going to go for that aluminum thing right at the end, and we ran out of time. Man, oh, man.
Dude, that's just, I mean, not only is he talking about having something that will neutralize glyphosate, and not only just in your body, but on the soil, it's just like... That's just amazing. But then he throws in the, oh, by the way, I got this other thing, aluminum. You know, what?
Pulling it out of the blood in real time.
So looking forward to getting more information on that, and something we will share with the listeners here on the show.
Yeah, so I say Alan Phillips coming up next hour. Mm-hmm. We have this week is going to be kind of a crazy travel week for me. I plan to be live tomorrow in New York City. Hopefully we can connect with also Liana Werner Gray. She's got a birthday coming up and a new book as well coming out. And I don't know if I can connect with Daryl Joffrey. There's a lot of people in New York, but I'll only be there a couple of days, and then I've got to dart out again to Toronto for the Total Health Conference. Hello, all of my Canadian friends. If they let me in or let me out, I don't know what it was, but I plan to be there for Total Health. So we've got, you know, we might have some 1 hour shows in the middle of the week like we've done before on these travel trips. But for our radio receivers, so to speak, online, Superdot will always put an encore second hour out there for, you know, WBN, World Broadcasting Network, and UK Health Radio, etc. We also have, you know, I don't know. There's so much going on. I'm a little bit dizzy now, especially after that Mike Adams interview.
Yeah.
What can we do?
You know, I think we are in the midst of that religious observance, right? That's called Lent.
Oh, it's time for Lent.
For you know, it's like between Ash Wednesday and Easter. There's like this.
I never did that. I think that's more Catholicism, right?
Well, you're supposed to. I think if I remember, and I'm not Catholic, but
yeah,
you're supposed to like give up something. You know?
Yeah. What are you going to give up for Lent?
Yeah.
Right. So what do you? We don't do that. So I don't know what I'm going to give up. I don't drink. I don't smoke. You know. So what am I going to give up? I don't know.
Well, we could do like maybe this guy in Ohio. This comes to us from CBS, local Philly in Ohio. This guy decided that instead of giving up beer and alcohol for Lent, which a lot of people do, he decided to drink only beer for lunch.
What? Is that allowed?
Can you now, here's that? The kicker, man. Yeah. You would think, oh, man, this guy's just drinking beer all the time. He's just going to be drunk all the time. No, actually, this guy, he's doing all right. And he's also, he's lost like 30 pounds.
What?
In the process, just drinking beer.
Y'all look, if you're watching this on the video on YouTube or Brighteon, you actually see this. He lost 30 pounds on a beer only, give it up for Lent. Well, I don't know what he gave up for to do beer. Did he give up liquor to do beer?
I think he gave up food. That's all he's just drinking beer. That's it. Beer. It's like a liquid.
Within just a few weeks to go, here, let me just scroll up so you see that. Hall has now lost more than 33 pounds.
Yeah. Now, listen, there's a lot of calories in beer, so, I mean, I could see how you could sustain. Dude, I'm looking at the picture, Sky. It looks just like Gary Franchi.
That's not Gary, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
I know, like Gary now.
Buddy, yeah. Wow.
Just on a side note. So, anyway, I don't know if I would recommend this as a weight loss plan.
Yeah.
But, he's just drinking beer for Lent, and he's lost 30 pounds, and he looks pretty happy, too.
Right. Now, if we did drank beer for just our broadcast, I think our broadcast would be a lot different.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
I'd give it a shot.
You would try? All right.
I'd try. Sure.
Listen, I'm a guy, I like the taste of beer, but this is how much I can have. I'm holding it up. Little teeny bit, just the taste. And I'm like, oh, look, I'm a little dizzy already. But there are non-alcoholic brews, and I know that up in Oregon you found one that's organic and non-alcoholic, but all those care packages I've sent to you, I've yet to receive a six-pack of organic non-alcoholic brew from.
I can't ship it. I already tried.
All right.
They won't let me ship it.
Little excuse. Yeah. I know. It's like, is this water? Is this
alcohol? Yeah, they don't let you say.
That's supposed to be non-alcoholic, but I mean, of course, in government speak, non-alcoholic doesn't really mean non-alcoholic.
It's got 0.01 or something.
Are you allowed to send me organic grape juice? Nothing? I'm just looking for something.
Okay, fine. Organic grape juice.
I'm putting Super Don on the spot. I like sending Super Don stuff. I do, and I'm teasing.
Now I have guilt.
No guilt. No, you see, no Jewish, no Catholicism for you, so you got no guilt. You're good to go. Yeah. So anyway, we didn't spend a lot of time. We mentioned the whole thing out of Rockland County. I was wrong. Super Don, I don't know if you were right, but we're going to get to that. Alan Phillips is going to join us from Vaccine Rights in the second hour of the show today. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check out the banners. There's loads of banners. You can even get Kratom now at a discount through the Robert Scott Bell Show website. We don't sell it. We'll link it through to people who are selling good quality, safe things that we believe in and utilize when needed. And that's where you go, robertscottbell.com, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.